Chapter 62. "Well, Bucket," quoth Mr. Tulkinghorn on his return, "it's all squared, you see, as I squared it myself, sir. There ain't a doubt that it was the other one with this one's dress on. The boy was exact respecting colors and everything. Mr. Snagsby, I promised you as a man that he should be sent away all right. Don't say it wasn't done." "You have kept your word, sir," returns the stationer, "and if I can be of no further use, Mr. Tulkinghorn, I think, as my little woman will be getting anxious—" "Thank you, Snagsby, no further use," says Mr. Tulkinghorn. "I am quite indebted to you for the trouble you have taken already." "Not at all, sir. I wish you good night." "You see, Mr. Snagsby," says Mr. Bucket, accompanying him to the door and shaking hands with him over and over again, "what I like in you is that you're a man. It's of no use pumping, that's what you are. When you know you have done a right thing, you put it away, and it's done with and gone, and there's an end of it. That's what you do." "That is certainly what I endeavor to do, sir," returns Mr. Snagsby. "No, you don't do yourself justice. It ain't what you endeavor to do," says Mr. Bucket, shaking hands with him, and blessing him in the tenderest manner, "it's what you do. That's what I estimate in a man in your way of business." Mr. Snagsby makes a suitable response, and goes homeward so confused by the events of the evening, that he is doubtful of his being awake, and doubtful of the reality of the streets through which he goes, doubtful of the reality of the moon that shines above him. He is presently reassured on these subjects by the unchallengeable reality of Mrs. Snagsby, sitting up with her head in a perfect beehive of curl papers and nightcap, who has dispatched Guster to the police station with official intelligence of her husband's being made away with, and who within the last 2 hours has passed through every stage of swooning with the greatest decorum. But as the little woman feelingly says, many thanks she gets for it. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.